So late last week, it was National Public Sleeping Day, and we missed it. However, when I was driving home from the radio station on Kansas Expressway, on National Public Sleeping Day, I saw someone sleeping on the side of the road.
Oh, no.
Now, it wasn't like they were sleeping on the side of the road because they were passed out or injured. They were in front of...
I'm injured, so I'm going to go to sleep.
Or that, well, I guess if they're injured, they're not sleeping. They're just laying. This guy was sleeping, right? But he was in front of the KFC at Kansas and Battlefield.
Yeah.
And there was like a little rest post. Like, you know those posts that they put on the side of the road to make sure that you don't, if you drive off the road, you hit the post?
Yes.
And I think it was like a rail. He was like up against the rail sleeping.
Oh.
For National Public Sleeping Day in front of KFC. Now, I know that you're making like a sad sound.
Yeah.
I don't really think it was sad to see him. He looked very pleasant.
Yeah, wow.
And it just happened to be on National Public Sleeping Day, and it looked like he just had too much KFC.
Maybe the
filler up box. He had like some mashed potatoes and some delicious fried chicken.
Yes.
And he's like, you know what? I'm going to nap in front of the KFC on the side of the road here. And celebrate National Public Sleeping Day.
Listen, we've all been there. You know, I've eaten so much I couldn't even drive.
Yeah.
You know, so apparently he couldn't either.
That he had to take a break before. He didn't want to drive home and fall asleep in his car.
So why not fall asleep on the side of the road?
So I wanted to share that with you. And I want to also let you know that KFC is open.
Thank you.
Their sign blew down in one of the storms. And we had this conversation with my nephew who is 8. And he's like, Uncle Jay, are they closed? And I go, no, buddy. I'm like, their sign blew down. Oh, when? It looks like they're closed. I'm like, no, they're not closed, buddy. I saw somebody sleeping in front of there the other day because the chicken is so delicious.
You gotta take
a little eat break. Go out there, have some slaw, some biscuits, which are awesome. Then you just sit there and, you know,
what time
chill
you
out for
break?
A little bit. So National Public Sleeping Day, where is the funniest or strangest place you or someone you've known has fallen asleep?
So I am not proud of this, but I fell asleep on a first date one time on the toilet in a very fancy restaurant.
Remember
here
you
in
telling us about this? Yeah.
And that was embarrassing because you
to the bathroom? Like,
I was on the toilet, and I guess I just leaned my head up against the stall and fell asleep. Well, then, you know, it was only a two-stall bathroom, so I think when people noticed I had been in there for a while, well, then my waitress comes in there and tries to get me out. Then she sees I'm a little out of it because I had had some cocktails, too, but I was so tired, and I hadn't eaten all day.
Sure.
So then there's doctors at a table in the same restaurant. She asked the doctors to come in and check on me because she thought I was in that bad shape. So it wasn't just I fell asleep on the toilet. Half the restaurant was in there trying to make sure I was okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they help you pull your pants up at all, or were you just sitting there?
They had to help me pull my pants up. Uh-huh. They came in the stall.
Yeah,
and
I like how you're sharing
the
story like this. It happens to everyone. Like, it's like no big deal. Like, you're like, I went in there and passed out on the toilet.
It was such a big deal that they called me the next day to make sure I was okay.
That's
the restaurant
very
people
nice.
Called me the next day.
You were okay.
I was just tired.
Sleep break.
I needed a sleep break on the toilet, apparently.
Gentleman had a lot of fried chicken.
That's right.
Wanted to take a break? You wanted to take a break.
Sometimes you can't control
sounded
where you
like
fall
a good
asleep.
Date, though.
No.
I mean, I'm sure that he was really happy about you passing out in the toilet.